Dr. Anna Maria Schumann?
Well, good afternoon, Mr. Cochran, members of the Board of Trustees. I'm Anna Maria Schumann, and I want to thank you for providing me with the opportunity to address you one last time in my capacity as Dean of the College of Education. First of all, I want to express my appreciation to you, the members of the Board of Trustees, for the support you have given me and the College of Education during my tenure. I also want to assure you that the College of Education is achieving the goal of preparing highly qualified educators for New Jersey schools. I believe that we're not only the largest, but the best. For me, it's an honor and a privilege to serve as the dean. Leaving the deanship, therefore, was not an easy decision to make. I love what I do. More importantly, I love who I do it with. We have great students at Kane. The College of Education is blessed with an incredible faculty. Some of them are here today. And a wonderful staff. Dr. Ethel Young, the Associate Dean, Mr. Ron Dowdell, the Assistant to the Dean, and probably the two best secretaries this university hires, Mrs. Maria De Vincenti and Mrs. Krishnar. I want to thank them all, students, faculty, and staff, as they have all worked extremely hard to make what the College of Education is today. I would be remiss if I did not also thank the entire Kane community. I've gotten more hugs and kisses the last couple of months than in my 20-some years at Kane University. Especially want to thank the Hispanic Association of College Employees as their best wishes and support. I have one regret. I deeply regret that the letter ASA wrote to you, members of the Board of Trustees, had such unexpected and unfortunate consequences for Dr. Alondra Drader, a hardworking and most respected member of the Hispanic community. I was asked by some of you, the last board meeting and other occasions, if the letters Dr. Drader wrote were correct. I have read the letters. I was present at the meetings discussed in the letters, and I must say, unfortunately, that the facts are indeed described correctly. What now? Where do we go from here? This cannot continue. I strongly support Dr. Farahi's plea. He did this in several meetings that I was present to faculty and administrators, that we foster a climate of respect at our institution. It's imperative that those of us who are administrators, and I consider myself an administrator until September, set an example and work hard to restore mutual respect, civility, and trust at Kane, and that we do so immediately if we are to fulfill the promise of this great university. This is not in my notes because I just found out at 2 o'clock. I want to congratulate Dr. Michael Searson on his appointment as Acting Dean for the College of Education. I pledge to you and to him that I will work extremely hard and do my best to make the transition a smooth one. In conclusion, I want to thank each and every one of you for the many personal and professional sacrifices you make on behalf of Kane. I know how hard it is to work hard all day and then come to our meetings. I enjoyed working with you, and I wish you the very best as you strive to make this university a better place for our students. Thank you so much, and I will miss you.
Dean Schumann.
Our next speaker is Dr. Orlando Adrera.
Good afternoon, members of the board. My name is Dr. Orlando Adrera. Thank you once again for giving me another opportunity to address you. I hope that you have all received a small packet that I sent to each of you, which includes a 3-page letter dated June 15, 2005, and a report on the Spanish-speaking program, both of which were presented to Dean Kenneth Dollarhide on that day. That mailing, which was done at my own expense, was sent overnight mail to provide you with enough time to review it prior to today's meeting. I do not wish to take your time to go over the details of that document, but it is important that I emphasize what it is at stake here. While I am flattered that the proposed full-time director position was offered to me with a good salary, I consider the expenditure of those funds to be wasteful and the rearrangement of the program to be unnecessary. I have made this suggestion explicitly clear in the letter to Dean Dollarhide, which you have. This is particularly true when our program's needs lay in the recruitment of an additional full-time advisor, a graduate assistant, and securing additional space and upgraded computer equipment. I am, although I might not look like, I am currently 72 years old. During those years, I have dedicated 52 to teaching, and the last 33 years to serving as the director of the Spanish-speaking program. During my career, I have placed the interests of students first and foremost. The information I have provided to you explains how can we better improve the Spanish-speaking program, and it is not by expanding the role of the director from half-time to full-time. While I do not propose that the board micromanage the operation of this administration, I do appeal to your sense of propriety and prudence and call upon you to disapprove the proposed changes in the workings of the Spanish-speaking program. I doubt very much that any so-called full-time director will have greater dedication than what I have demonstrated over the past 33 years, simply because they are full-time. The slight diminution in admission numbers during academic year of 2003-2004 is easily explained when one looks at events having to do with changes in admission policy. These were the scores were increased radically, and soon thereafter were decreased and the policy withdrawn. Students were affected negatively by the initial increase by being disqualified, and when admission scores were subsequently decreased, we lost the students. Spanish-speaking program is absolutely not broken, as the adage reminds us, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. Instead, the Spanish-speaking program under my administration is healthy, vibrant, and thriving, and can benefit from an expansion of advisement staff and space rather than from a full-time director. The unexpected attempts to restructure both my role and the Spanish-speaking program perhaps indicate that reason yet unspoken may be involved. Where I come from, age and long successful experience are good things. This may not be the opinion of the administration. Thank you very much.
Okay, we're at the... Oh, I'm sorry. Dean Delahunt.
I just want to respond to a little bit. I'm new here, and I have no political axe to grind at all. I believe that all academic programs should have full-time directors, especially when they have full-time staff. I went to Dr. Adara. He was offered the position, and he turned it down. And Dr. Lopez was offered the position, and she accepted.
Now, and the board well appreciates that this is a management decision within your purview with the recommendation that was made, and I fully expect the board will support it.